Welcome to another episode of Mindful Molly with me, Molly Kaluve, a space that promotes self-growth and awareness in the most mindful way possible. Of course, I just want to start off by saying a big, big thank you to each and every one of you guys for showing support, you know, rating the podcast, sharing it with other people, as well as giving me feedback. I love hearing what you guys have to say about that podcast, and I'm so grateful for each and every one of you guys. As always, episodes will be dropped every Friday at 10 p.m. East African time and 3 p.m. EST. But without saying too much, I'm gonna get right into today's affirmations. All right, so today's episode is about emotional intelligence, or EQ. And therefore, it's only right, as usual, that the affirmations for today align with that. So for today's affirmations, I am aware of my emotions. I am alert of the feelings of those around me. I respond appropriately to my emotions. I accurately interpret the emotions of others. And with that being said, let's get right into today's episode. So on today's episode, I will be talking about emotional intelligence, or EQ. Now, basically what that is, you know, the ability to be aware and be able to manage and control your emotions, as well as the capacity to understand and influence others and, you know, doing all of this consciously. And that just basically equates to, you know, emotional intelligence. Of course, I'm going to dive a little deeper, but before diving into like what really makes up an individual that has a high EQ, I just wanted to start off with a couple of questions. And one of those is, how often do you analyze your emotional intelligence? You know, and of course that comes with the understanding of what is emotional intelligence. But, you know, apart from that, I also want to just bring the another question, which is basically, do you work consciously on your emotions? Do you take time out to really think about what you're feeling, why you're feeling it, to really and properly analyze yourself? You know, because a lot of the time when we think about emotion, a lot of us disregard emotion as weakness. You know, we try to say, oh, I'm emotional, or he's emotional, or she's emotional, or they're emotional, simply due to the fact that somebody is portraying something that may be considered or viewed as a weakness. And because of that, we don't like to take responsibility and really take charge of the fact that we are emotional beings. And the truth of the matter is, emotion is rich, is one of our like richest assets. And the reason I say this is because this is where our true power lies. This is where we actually have the ability to not influence others alone, but really tap into our full potential. And that's simply because emotions are a guiding factor on a daily basis, because they are where almost everything starts, if that makes sense. And I say this because even when you look at the professional world, the world of, you know, innovation, creation, all of that stuff, you realize that some of the most amazing and huge and large businesses have thrived not because of people being super intelligent, but because of EQ, the ability for whoever is running a company, the ability for, you know, a particular individual to be able to tap into that emotional side of the people working within and bring about stuff like motivation, bring about, you know, tap into people's creative sides. And that just comes in with being in tune with, you know, your emotions. A lot of great innovations, you know, you look at people who've created amazing things in this world. I don't want to per se name names, just because I don't want to, you know, to bring attention to certain people and all that controversial stuff that might be around them. But they're people who've created such amazing things. And initially, those were things that did not logically make sense in terms of, you know, on the side of IQ and technical analysis and all of that stuff. It didn't make sense. But because of stuff like intuition, which comes as a result of emotion, those are things that have fully thrived. But of course, a lot of people don't realize the power and the influence that comes with just being able to develop, you know, your emotional intelligence, you know. And also when it comes to emotional intelligence, you know, talking about being able to control and manage your emotions, a lot of people think of it in the sense of, you know, if I figure out like what it is today, tomorrow, I got this. Like, I'm now an emotionally intelligent being. But that's not how EQ works. The thing about EQ, I like to say, it's like a car. It's like driving a car. Like, you can watch as many videos and you can read as many books about how to drive a car, what to press, what not to press. But until you're actually in the car, you won't really know how to drive the car. You might know what to do, but it's a lot different when you're really, like, you know, sat there and you're thinking about when to, you know, push the clutch, when to, you know, disengage the handbrake, all of that stuff. It's really a messy thing for a lot of people when they're starting off learning how to, you know, drive a car. And that's the thing with emotional intelligence. It takes practice of you actually being in the vehicle, you actually consciously focusing on working on your emotion for you to properly develop emotional intelligence. I mean, there are people who already are tapped into that side of them naturally, but the beautiful thing about EQ is not so much like IQ, it's actually something that people can learn. It's one of the forms of intelligence that you can actually learn and improve and grow onto to anybody else's level. Like, there's no limitation as to who can reach this level and who cannot. To be honest, same with IQ, but that's a whole different story. But yeah, so you need to, of course, with EQ, and that's learning your emotions, the key part of it is, of course, to start focusing on learning yourself, because you can't properly learn your emotions and how to manage them and how to control them, as well as learning other people's emotions, if you're not studying, first of all, your emotions, and you're not studying other people and how they react and respond to different situations. So here's one of the things that would actually help you in terms of evaluating and starting to look at yourself and ask yourself the question as to, like, am I really, you know, somebody with a high EQ or a low EQ? So people who tend to have a high, you know, EQ, emotional intelligence, have a few of these things. First of all, they're very self-aware people. I might also just do an episode just discussing a little bit about self-awareness and how to improve that. And that just basically means these are individuals, you know, who know how they're feeling, why they're feeling it. They've studied themselves. They've sat down and been able to really evaluate and look at how they respond to other situations and how to differentiate different triggers and what makes them mad, what doesn't, what works for them, what doesn't. All that information, they're constantly looking and focusing on trying to discover what that is. The other thing is they know how to self-regulate, and that just basically means they know how to control their emotions. With self-regulation, that just means they're not acting or reacting, rather, to everything that happens. They respond. They take time to consciously think about what they're going to do next. They're not very impulsive. They, you know, they take time to properly evaluate situations and respond to them appropriately. The other thing is, these are very motivated individuals. Because they have control of their emotions, they don't depend on other people to properly motivate them. They are already well motivated, and they don't need other people's motivation to really work on them, because they already have that within themselves. And of course, like, just being already that motivated by yourself, you're already creating that type of energy that keeps you pushing, and it creates stuff like, you know, a high performance, like, being, which is being able to just be more efficient by yourself. The other thing, of course, is empathy, being able to, like, really understand and, you know, be more empathic in regards to understanding, reading other people's emotions, as well as being able to appropriately respond to other people's emotions. And of course, like, because of all of this, the ability to, you know, self-regulate, self-awareness, empathy, motivation, and all that stuff, they tend to have amazing social skills as well. Now, of course, that's just in terms of developing. My bad for turning the page. I have to be, you know, writing some of these things down just so I don't forget them. Don't go off tangent as well. But yeah, of course, apart from, you know, being able to evaluate, of course, that comes in the fact, like, okay, if that's the evaluation and I'm lacking in some of those areas, like, what can I do to really start being more emotionally intelligent, or to work on my emotional, you know, intelligence? Now, here's one of the things I always say. These things, even when I talk about manifestation, when I talk about gratitude, these are not like a one-night thing. You know, it takes about 21 days to form a habit. You want to make these things like habitual practices. You want to do it regularly and develop the skill to do it over and over again. It's not something that's about to change your whole life overnight. I mean, you can, in some cases, see some huge differences, but for sure, it's something you have to be pretty consistent with in order to properly develop. So, of course, how to improve EQ? The first thing is practice self-awareness. So think about what you're doing, what you're feeling, you know your struggles. When I say know your struggles, like, know what really gets you feeling bad. Know the type of emotions you don't like, you know, having those type of uncomfortable things. You need to learn the good per se and the bad. But here's the thing, of course, there's no such thing as good or bad emotion. It's just good or bad reactions to your emotions. But for sure, you know, learn what you do when you're doing it, how you feel, all that stuff, and really practice self-evaluating and really focusing consciously, of course, in what you're doing. The whole point of this is that we do some of these things sometimes, but we don't do them consciously. We need to practice being more conscious and deliberate about looking into ourselves and really critiquing ourselves properly. The other thing is channel your emotions well. Again, like I said, there is no good or bad emotion. There is only good or bad reactions to your emotions. And an example of that is anger. So misdirected anger can lead to you hurting other people, you know, lashing out on people. But directed anger can even turn into motivation. A lot of the times, I've been told by some of my mentors, like, yo, like, stay mad. If you're angry, like, be angry. There's nothing wrong with being angry. It's more about how you choose to respond in regards to the anger. Well, it's not really responding, because if you're responding, you've probably thought about what you were thinking. It's more like, you know, if you're reacting to the anger, now that's bad. But if you're responding appropriately and channeling it well, you are now using that anger and taking it into something that is more productive and something that is not destructive as well. Now the next thing, of course, is learn to motivate yourself. You know, learn to be your biggest fan. Learn to be able to draw that type of motivation from within yourself. So stuff like affirmation, stuff like even gratitude, just practicing these things that create positive thought patterns within yourself that keep you on a high energy level and keep you focused and motivated in whatever you're doing. You know, these are just some of the things you can really do to make sure you're motivating yourself, so you're not dependent on talking to other people. Now, the thing about being dependent on other people motivating you is that it basically works like this. You could be sitting in a room where you're getting the motivational speech of your life, and you're listening and you're feeding it, and you're like, yes, let's go. You know, I'm hyped now. But as soon as you leave that space, as soon as you're away from that high frequency energy for just a little bit of time sometimes, like, it's all gone again. Like, you're no longer motivated because you were depending on somebody else to keep you motivated. So you have to learn how to find that type of motivation within yourself and start being the one that motivates yourself. Even just self-talk, it's actually amazingly, like, beneficial. Like, if you're sitting down, you're feeling low, tell yourself, like, nah, I got this, let me do this, I got this. And that's what will really help you in terms of motivating yourself. The other thing is work on empathy. Recognize emotions in others. You need to learn how to really observe the people around you and see how they respond to even stuff like your actions, what you do, what you say, what other people say, you know, certain scenarios. Because this is literally what will help you learn how to appropriately react to them, respond to them, and how to really, you know, understand what they need on an emotional level. The other thing is actively listen. Like, don't listen just to hear what they're saying. I mean, sometimes I guess people say that, you know, venting and somebody's just listening, that's cool. But you also want to, like, listen and consciously take note of what they are saying, even beyond just surface level, to properly understand them. Because when you work on empathy and the ability to understand, recognize, realize, and also properly and appropriately respond to other people's emotions, you actually start to gain more influence in terms of, if you're using it the right way, positive influence that can, you know, really help you in terms of your interpersonal skills, like communicating with other individuals, so on and so forth. And of course, another thing is align it with your values. Now, this is really where the good and the bad side of emotional intelligence comes in. Now, you have people, and I mean, I can only directly give examples right now in terms of, not even to be honest, it's not just like in the workplace, but just in life in general. We have people that are super, super emotionally intelligent, but they don't use it for good, they use it for bad. Because when you're also like super emotionally intelligent, you have the ability to influence and manipulate other people's emotions because you probably understand stuff like what they want to hear, how they react to certain situations, that and the other. So you actually become a very manipulative person if you're not using it for the right reasons. So align it with your values. Find good values and give yourself good guidelines to make sure that as you're growing as an emotionally intelligent being, you are able to use it appropriately. Because I won't even lie, EQ is a superpower. EQ is literally a superpower. It will literally change the way you interact with other people, even yourself, because you're not reacting to situations anymore. You're a very controlled person. I don't have the highest EQ, but I mean, mine is pretty much, I mean, it's up there, I'm not gonna lie. And because of that, like, I have my moments where somebody might present something that typically I would react to, but I'm very calm and collected about it. And that's what you want to have in regards to your EQ, being able to really have control over, like, your reaction and probably evaluate how you want to respond. And last but not least at all, take critique well. This basically means if somebody's like talking to you and telling you like, you made me feel like this, you said this and I didn't like it, take that, because that will also help you in your self-evaluation of yourself. This will actually help you improve yourself for the better in terms of your EQ and help you grow more and more. But there is so much to really touch on in terms of emotional intelligence. There's a ton of books like I would recommend you guys to read. One of them is actually Executive EQ, but that's about emotional intelligence in leadership and organizations. Another one is Emotional Intelligence 2.0. And there's so many more books that really give more in-depth understanding in emotional intelligence and how you can probably just apply that into your life. Because again, be very careful, because this is a gift. This is one of the many gifts we have been granted as human beings. You know, the ability to really tap into our full potential. We have that ability, and you know, you don't want to take that for granted, or you don't want to abuse that power you have, because this literally gives you the power to have full control over yourself as well as others, because you now become more influential in terms of on a emotional level to the individuals around you. But with that being said, I hope you guys are able to take from this stuff that you can start to practice and apply into your daily life. And of course, take care and be safe.